Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
When you talk about a litmus test for your own optimism, it's pretty simple to me. If Justin Steele needs Tommy John...
But we're not there yet.
But I mean, wait, so are you saying whether your optimism of whether or not he needs it or not? Because I have no idea. Sometimes it is just forearm tightness.
Right.
And sometimes it's not.
Boy, it seems like this might be one of those times it's just forearm tightness, because sometimes it just is. Very rarely, but sometimes it just is.
Yeah, I don't like playing doctor on the radio, man. Like, I'm fine to wait for tomorrow.
Where do you like playing doctor, Danny? Where do you like playing doctor? At home or?
In the bedroom.
Oh, that was the grossest thing I've ever heard in my life.
If it's Tommy John surgery, let's just hold on. Like, just if it's Tommy John surgery.
It might not be Tommy John. See, I feel you wanting to run to Tommy John, and I get it. And a lot of people are.
Like, I have no idea if it's Tommy John. He might make his next start. I have absolutely no idea.
You're hurt real bad, but you ain't dying.
I'm gonna die.
Oh. Excuse me, I didn't realize you had a degree in medicine. Are you a doctor?
No, I'm not.
Okay, so you admit you don't know what you're talking about.
It's as optimistic as you could be at the forearm tightness diagnosis.
Everything's going to be fine, as Speaks is at the bargaining stage with Justin Steele.
You can expect to go through 5 stages. The first is denial.
No way, because I'm not dying.
Second is anger.
Why, you little doctor!
After that comes fear.
What's after fear? What's after fear?
Bargaining.
Doc, you gotta get me out of this. I'll make it worth your while.
Finally, acceptance.
Well, y'all gotta go sometime.
Mr. Simpson, your progress astounds me.
1, 2, 3.
And here we go, Tony.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show. Afternoons from 2 to 6 on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Still no news. What stage are you in right now?
Yeah, it's a good question. I'm in the harumph stage. Like, what
that's
can
not,
you do?
That's not a stage.
I guess it's not a stage.
That's not a stage at all.
I'm done bargaining about the whole damn thing.
Oh, so denial.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I still have a bet on the table with Shane, who absolutely lost it on me yesterday. Just exploded on me as I hope trafficked with myself.
That
about
doesn't sound like something he would do.
Right? Rise up with just a little bit of hostility.
Yeah.
But we still have a bet here, he and I, about whether Justin Steele is going to need Tommy John surgery when announced today or tomorrow at this point.
It all feeling poor taste? To bet on whether or not this guy's going to have a second Tommy John surgery and...
Oh, sure.
Oh, okay, good. Okay, yeah. Okay, cool. As long as we're on the same page.
Feels in horrendous taste.
Okay, great. Awesome. So what'd you guys bet?
$10,000.
$1? Oh, $10,000.
Yeah.
Yep.
Perfect.
Since I haven't followed up, that's the first thing you said. I think that means it's
so you guys are locked into a $10,000 bet on will he or won't he need Tommy John surgery. That's not going to do anything to the morale of the team. Like not the Cubs, like our team.
But
of us owed the other one $10,000, that would suck. And let's make that not happen.
And I welched on it, you know.
Yeah,
there's
a payment plan, or like someone had to like take out a loan to pay a debt, and now there's like a credit issue, and now it's like on your credit for 7 years.
That had to have happened to Craig Carton at some point along the way. You would think.
Yeah, probably. crippling gambling problems. And yeah, that was. I'm sure that's the least of his problems. The guy, he went to prison.
Oh yeah, there is that
for the entire operation. Mm. But yeah, there's not a lot of reasons for optimism for the Cubs or White Sox, but no game today, so they can't lose.
Yeah, it's true.
Got that going for
this
you,
is true, and just overall, nice. Overall, boy. It's tough out here for people who thought the Cubs were going to be good because they've not been very good at all. And now here they go on the West, to the West, and you've got to decide. I was thinking about you. I was thinking about your late night issues because you wake up with a shorty and you've got West Coast games aplenty over the next 2 weeks.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to do my best. I mean, I would make it up for some of the and. A lot of the West Coast NBA playoff games.
I know. So, I know you stayed up for those.
So I
and you
should
dealt with
be,
that.
I should, but it's just one individual baseball game is not quite as significant, but we do talk about it more, but our audience is watching it less based on the ratings because of the games up there. So I'll be up.
And
because
they're bad. The West Coast.
And because they're bad. Oh, yeah. There's that. Hey, you said it, not me this time.
I did. The commitment level for the fans as viewers is a big ask. It's easy to disrupt your life, easier to do it when they're playing well. You get 8:40 tomorrow night, Friday night. It's an off-the-grid night for me.
Sure.
Often is for you as well.
Absolutely.
So Saturday night at 9:10, you can live a life, go out for dinner, come back, still see a ball game. Monday through Friday, all next week, every game is after 8 p.m. 8:10, 8:40, there's a 9:10 in there, I think, next week.
That sounds horrible.
Cubs could lose a lot of people over the course of this trip.
Tune out, come back, they're at home, you check the standings, and you're like, what?
What happened?
Where were
exactly?
They? I thought it was the All-Star break.
Yeah, it's a big test, not just for the team, but for the fan base as well.
The tough part about watching the West Coast games, other than staying up late, is like the 3-0 deficit. Like, if they get down early, it's real easy to quit. on the West Coast game again, not for the players. Mm. I'm talking about as a viewer. I assume they are still trying to play.
Right, right.
But as a viewer, down 3-0, bad team, dog days of summer baseball. Mm. Waking up at 7 a.m. with the toddler.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll catch you on the DVR. I'll catch you on the game recap and the Athletic app the next day. I'm sorry. I'm just being.
Yeah.
But. Be better. Win the games.
That's right.
Capture hearts and minds.
Need to earn people.
Right. That's the thing. Like, when people say, like, I'm not watching the team, good.
If they don't deserve you to watch, then don't.
You're not a bad fan if you don't watch every game. Mm-hmm. You're just not.
I don't know if fans are at that point with this Cubs team yet to, like, totally to feel that disinvestment, to stop. Have you sensed that?
Oh, I don't know.
White Sox fans got tested in a major way right away, early. This is a moment that will try the patience and time and attentiveness of some Cub fans on this trip. But I haven't gotten the sense there's a ton of Cub fans ready to write them off. Have you?
No, I don't think so. I think that there is time for it. I think that bad Justin Steele news and a bad West Coast trip would be real, you know, real challenging. And that's why it's like potentially an inflection point for interest. Because we talked about what happened last year. Like, I'll admit, how much did we talk about 40-31 down the stretch? We were not talking about it that much.
No, not much. Well, we were all excited about Fields getting his shot. And that had overtaken, and that will happen again. Unless they demand attention,
right. That training camp for the NFL starts in August. If the baseball teams are good, there are days when the baseball teams are still the top story. If the baseball teams are bad, every development of training camp is then the top story.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of how it works. So you got to earn it. And I like that. That's part of the beauty of not being a one-team town. And I don't just mean one team for baseball. I mean, we got it all.
One sport town.
But yeah, right, exactly.
No, everything's here.
You are competing for, and especially in this city in the summer, you know, some places that aren't as good as sports cities, good sports cities often correlate to bad weather. Like Cleveland, Detroit, Minneapolis, New York, Boston, Philly, all great sports towns. Because You're inside.
You need something to focus on.
You're inside. You're watching games on TV. Bad sports towns.
LA is a terrible sports town. Yeah. Miami is a horrible sports town.
Dallas is okay. It's an okay sport. Great sports radio city, but more because it's like a guy talk entertainment station than it is for like diehard passionate fans of the Stars or the Rangers. It's Cowboys and not much else.
To your warm weather point, that's why people are so excited about the hot Las Vegas, Florida NHL rivalry that gets rekindled starting Saturday night.
Yeah, it's not. So yeah, cold weather cities tend to be good sports cities, but then cold weather cities that have all of the teams, you compete for the hearts and minds and attention of those good sports fans. Now, so there will be, you know, people that are there for every game no matter what, and we're generalizing here. But yeah, man, like right now, no one is doing a very good job of jumping up and saying, you need to be paying attention to us. We are the sports story that matters. We are the compelling thing. We are the good thing. No. Who's doing, like, what is that right now?
No, the Cubs did it for a while at the beginning.
For 3 weeks.
And they still have a chance to do it. All in all, it's crazy because, like, all in all, that was a really impressive showing against Tampa Bay coming off the garbage-ass sweep at the hand of the Reds to show up and play the way they did and win the first couple of games and be in position to win the third. But the way that the third one ended, and as ugly as it was, and the potential for the steel news hanging over, it's still a miserable feeling today. It's a miserable feeling at a possible inflection point with the next couple of weeks looming on the West.
And part of the thing with baseball is you can't make it up. One series win, even if Steele, you know, if they would have lost that game, but Steele went 7 shutout, you still wouldn't be feeling great about the Cubs. It's not like football, right? Where you like, oh, what a great win. They looked really good. And you just like, you sit with the one game for a week.
I don't know, man. If we were all sitting here today with a sweep of the Rays.
I said if you went 7,
if you went seven and they lost.
So same thing. You win 2 of 3.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? You win 2 of 3. You're coming off a loss, but you don't have the steal thing. They still are where they are in the standings. And like, I heard Dana Lawrence talk about it a little bit. I heard the very end of Steve Stone, and they followed up on it just like I would have. But it was an interesting thing that Stone said. And he said it as a matter of fact, and then those guys disagreed with him after he was off the air. And I tended to agree with what they were saying. And it was obviously about the White Sox. They're talking to Stone. But the point could be applied to the Cubs. He said, who would you rather be? Would you rather be the Blue Jays or the White Sox? The Blue Jays are 30-27.
The winning one.
Okay, that's how I felt. That's how Dan and Lawrence felt.
30-27, but dead last in their division.
Not dead last. They are in fourth place. Okay. A game up on the Red Sox. But his point was not 9.5 back.
Are the Blue Jays talking about another rebuild, though?
See, that was...
Their GM saying, not just yet on Memorial Day?
The Blue Jays do what the White Sox do. They go get a bunch of old guys' sons.
They also spend money, though, and get top-tier free agents.
Right, but it's a Canadian dollar. It's different.
That's right. Yeah. Are 9 figures in Canadian dollars? Are you rich? I don't even really know what the conversion rate is. But Stoney just said it so matter-of-factly, and then he got off the phone, and I was like, I would do 10 minutes on that take. he just said, it's like, the White Sox have a cleaner path to the playoffs than the Blue Jays, so I'd rather be the White Sox than the Blue Jays. I'm like, I don't know.
That's high-end rationalization. That's skills.
The White Sox operating in Canada. Well, we actually offered more loons to the free agent, Zach Wheeler, but they chose not to be.
Right. Absolutely. The excuses go differently that way. I don't know, man. We were talking about the Cubs.
The poutine stand that they just added.
There we go.
You know, left field.
At the stadium.
Took me a little while.
Yeah, no, you got there.
Yeah, thanks.
So what's the National League equivalent of that? Would you there isn't one of a team that's over 500 but more games back in their division. So there really isn't a National League equivalent of that. But, like, similarly, the Cubs are only 4.5 games out of their division. The Blue Jays are 9.5 games out.
Yeah.
But I'd rather be the good team.
Well, the Padres are a little bit better at 25-30, who they're about to start with tomorrow night. But they're 8 games back of the Dodgers with Arizona and San Fran in front of them. Yeah, you'd rather be the Padres, just as you'd rather be the Blue Jays. It's as simple as Shane's first answer. The winning one. The one that's better and winning games and full of better players for the most part. That's an easy answer.
Yeah, I mean, like, would you rather be in that division for the long haul? Like, because like Stone was talking about just this year and path to the playoffs. Whose path to the playoffs is easier, the Blue Jays or the White Sox? That was what he was talking about. And that is debatable. But who would you rather be, which is what he said at the very end, that I think it's inarguable. You'd rather be the better team. But like, would you rather be the Padres but have to go through the Dodgers every year? No. The Cubs' path to the playoffs in the Central is absolutely easier than the Padres' path to the playoffs every year because you don't have a team that has outlier resources in your division. Same thing for the White Sox.
You see who has the worst run differential in the National League Central? It's the first place team, the Milwaukee Brewers. The first place team has the worst run differential. It's nuts. So yeah, it's all still right there for you if you are able to play well and make a charge of sorts. But you know, even in a crap ass division, these next few weeks could eventually tell the tale.
I have no trip. Like, and again, we talked about this yesterday. We talked about it earlier in the week. The idea of like, I am struggling with how many people, both on the teams and off the teams, are talking about the Cubs and the White Sox as still being in it, competitive, whatever, simply as a product of luck and geography. That is like a weird that we normally call that out as excuse making, as rationalization, and all of that.
Right, but it's a truism that doesn't stand up to analytical dissection. Right, it doesn't stand up to your tests of whether like it makes sense in either in debate form or in simply are you any good. But it still is a truism, though, isn't it? So isn't it a difficult thing to wrap heads around because it gets said over and over and over again, but it is true.
But it gets said by general managers and players.
and managers.
Yeah, like these are the people who, like, and what they're doing, it, you know what it is? It's a different version of the conversation that we had this whole Bears season. So when we were talking about what is in the best interest of the Bears to do is to lose, people would be like, that's not how football people think. That's not what they're going to say. And be like, yeah, no kidding. I don't want the players or the coaches to feel that way. But the fans can feel that way. The general manager can feel that way. This one's like the inverse. The players and the coaches, sure, they should be like, of course we're still in it. We're only 4.5 games out. We're only 7 games out. But as an observer, as a fan, that feels ridiculous. I'm watching 24-31 baseball. You're telling me that like this is good? Just because you're only 4.5 games out in the division?
No, thank you. I don't think they're telling you it's good. I think they're telling you the season's long. It's another way of saying got plenty of time here. Got plenty of time to go. And it's like it's what happens. Like when Joe Girardi got fired last year by the Phillies, they were I think 22-30.
Yeah,
I believe they went to the World Series. You know, so like it happens. It does happen. So it's just a way they're now more comfortable expressing that there's a long way to go and there's still a chance to turn it around no matter what you feel like you've been watching.
I think it's clouding the baseball conversation on both sides of town. We can keep working through it. You're right. I think at that point you start arguing exceptions rather than rules.
100%.
And that can lead to dangerous decision-making. Boog Shambi in 20 minutes. Parkinson Spiegel on the screen.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
The afternoon show. The police of 670. The score.
Afternoons on the score.
All right, so we'll talk to Boog Shambi at 3 o'clock. So I think we got there conversationally to a good spot with what I'm wrestling with here when we're talking about baseball in this town. When
in terms of the divisions being bad and that being used as a crutch?
Yeah, well, and not even – and I'm not just talking about, like, you or Dan and Lawrence or, you know, but our guests, but, like, specifically, like, when Rick Hahn, Jed Hoyer,
David Ross,
Pedro Grifol, players, right? When they say it, right? It, on some level, they should, because like you said, it's a truism. The White Sox season is not over because they are only 7 out.
Mm-hmm.
If they were in the AL East with the exact same record, they'd be 17 games out and the season would be over. So that is true that they still have a chance because of the division, and therefore they shouldn't quit, they should be engaged, all that stuff. But when the GM is saying it, isn't it natural that you at least worry that it could lead to some bad or rash decision-making to put Band-Aids on a gunshot wound, to cover your ass, to not do what needs to be done about the reality of what the team is?
Mm.
Because it's like, hey, we're only X games out, so we shouldn't sell. We should stand pat or even buy. That is what would worry me if they actually are believing what they're saying in terms of big picture moves,
right,
as opposed to motivating the players between now and July 31st, which is totally fair, and they should be doing.
So you want to think about it from front office perspective, from team building perspective and winning target window perspective. I get it.
It would concern me if Jed and Rick really believed it.
Okay. Well, that calculus, that kind of inner thought process of what are we, who are we, and when do I need to know by, and when do I have to declare internally so then I can do the right thing, and oh, by the way, what have I promised people that we could be? What am I okay in terms of my bosses actually being this year? All that stuff is, I assume, is swimming around Jed and Rick Hahn's head every single day. And then the decision to do media and put yourself out there and speak becomes tricky when you have all that stuff out there. So maybe they might say it and say, hey, it's still early. But also, wouldn't you have like a specific date in your mind? Like, and I feel like I heard Jed say it, in fact, say like the 15th of July or something like that, or like after the All-Star break, or maybe it's just, and maybe I didn't, but wouldn't you, if you were Jed Hoyer, wouldn't you have a specific date in mind that maybe you even have written down? Maybe you've told Carter, you know, maybe not. I don't know how much he's telling Carter these days, but a specific date and a number of sort of games behind, maybe, as well as your basic instincts looking around of like, how good are the Brewers? How good are the Cardinals? Because like, yeah, I think they can pretty safely say this year, we're probably not going to be able to hang with the Braves and the Dodgers. Like, so there's no illusions there.
Right.
But is there still a possibility that they could get in to the division? And if their three pitchers are good, like, so they even entertain that? They do have to entertain it. But, like, I assume that there's a spot on the calendar that they're waiting for that they won't tell us about where they do feel like they have to declare. And until then, if they do media, you're going to hear stuff like that.
Yeah, and that's fine, right? Like, I'm the one who always says that I think that when these people are speaking, they're lying. You know what I mean? For the most part,
mm-hmm.
And it's PR, and it's spin, and it's calculated. And, of course, if you inject them with true serum or they're in the box having a beer, just talking to their close inner circle, right? Jed's talking to Carter, et cetera. Like, That is, of course, a different version of them than the one that we get when they come on the score, they do a press conference in the first game of a homestand. I do think that these teams are in a weird situation because the White Sox are desperate.
Yeah, they're in very different situations, right? So that perspective as they think about that date and the chances of either one of them getting desperate and doing something that is against the best interests, it's much more plausible on the south side than it is on the north side.
I agree. Well, especially if no one's been fired yet. Like, you would think that for the White Sox, is Jerry going to greenlight a rebuild? Like, that's where the conversation really needs to begin. Like, once you have an answer to that question, then you can start saying, then that means this, this, and this, right? Because if the answer to that is yes, Then the next question is, then who gets to do the rebuild? Right? And then once you answer that question, it's okay, well then, is that person going to be in here by this trade deadline?
Right.
Or are they already here? And then you can keep going. But if the answer to that first question at the top of the point of the spear is no.
Which most of us fear that it is.
Well, then you've got a real problem. Because
nailed it.
I'm just saying. Because then if he won't greenlight a real rebuild, then
they'll just try to hang around. Just try to hang around and
then maybe they will just stand pat.
Or buy. And
I can't. What do they have to buy? What do they have to buy? They don't have good prospects. Mm. They aren't spending a lot more money. What could they possibly buy? They're awful.
The first greenlit rebuild, that's what they did. That every time there was a decision on the table in June or July, should we buy or sell? It was buy, except for the white flag trade. And that's why that one stood out so much and like drove people crazy. But Kenny Williams was relentless. I remember what year did they acquire? God, it's his name. The lefty who was really good with the Pirates, but was
Zach Duke?
No, Francisco Liriano. Francisco, yes. Liriano.
Yeah.
Francisco Liriano. I want to find that trade. I remember being here when that trade happened and being like, oh my God, they decided to add.
That was the same trade deadline as when they acquired Kevin Youkilis.
So, yeah, right. So there you go. So how many times? So to your point.
But how many games back were they?
Oh, they were in first place at the time. So okay. They were already in first and then decided to be more aggressive at the time.
Okay,
oh.
but
if they weren't in first, they were very close. They were in first most of that season until they fell apart.
Okay, fine. But that is at least like linear logical thinking, like in contention add.
Mm-hmm.
They gave up Eduardo Escobar too for Liriano. I think it was one season of Liriano or half a season, and then they were searching for a guy like Eduardo Escobar for the next 10 seasons.
Yeah.
But you see what I'm saying, right? My point is that you could, if you are going to say...
Oh, right. I'm sorry, Danny. That was the 2012 year where Robin Ventura wasn't Ozzie Guillen for 4 months, and it looked like they might have been decent. It was right before things completely went to hell. Okay.
But if you're... Okay, so if you're in first place and you buy... That's what first place teams do. If you are 12 games under 500, but because of geography happen to only be 5 games back in the standings, and then you buy, that is bad process. That's not what you should be doing.
Yeah.
And that is what I more so, I would say, for the Sox than the Cubs, because this is a little bit ahead of schedule in theory for the Cubs, and they've underachieved and all of that stuff.
I think what you're talking about is probably the James Shields trade as an example of we're not good and we should rebuild, but let's go ahead and buy on something and give up.
And are you doing it
Fernando
for reason?
Tatis Jr. in the process?
Right, and are you? But they don't have a Fernando Tatis Jr. to give up. But are you doing it for reasons that are not the product on the field, what your eyes are telling you? Is this a good team?
Right.
Is there a long runway here?
I get how that's the inverse Bears argument from last year.
Right? They should say it to the players. They should absolutely say it to the players. But we shouldn't parrot it as media and fans and the general manager in theory. We shouldn't.
Well, what if the perspective, well, whose perspective are we trying to give voice to? When it's parroted, like when I say it, I am thinking about what the players have to go through, what Ross has to go through, and what fans have a right to think about. Like, well, I love the fact that you can't give up yet. I love that about baseball. I love that about the ridiculously long season.
I'm not talking about giving up or not. I'm talking about are they good or not. Like, that's what I'm talking about. Is the product that they are putting out there a good product?
Yeah.
Are they a good team?
They're very good. It's just Mercury's been in retrograde for a while.
Okay, right.
Waiting for a couple things to come around.
Right. A lot of excuses flying around here.
It's Mercury.
Okay, that's the excuse that we're going with today?
No, man.
Fine.
They've been really bad. And they were really good for a couple of games against the Rays.
But a couple of games
is
means
not enough.
Nothing.
I know.
It means nothing.
But they were also good early for a while. So... I'm not ready to go all like horrendous, really bad overall. It's been bad for a while, though. Been real bad for a while.
You know who just took 2 of 3 against the Braves? Oakland. you know, a lot of weird things happen in baseball.
Cubs are just as bad as Oakland, says Danny Parkins.
That's not what I'm saying.
And the Angels just took 2 out of 3 from the White Sox. Like, a lot of crazy things happen.
You know,
the White Sox are good. So.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying it's small samples. Like, they played well for a couple games against the Rays.
Yeah.
Gotta do it for longer.
Yeah, but that's since Tony Kemp poster night, that's the best moment of the Oakland A's season.
That's true.
Either that
and the
or
renderings.
Yeah, right.
In Vegas.
Yeah, the renderings. My God, the highlights of the A's season. You got Glenn Kuiper. You got the renderings in Vegas. Tony Kemp poster night and taking 2 out of 3 from the Braves. I wish we were doing Oakland radio. That's a hell of a poll question.
Hi.
Laureano is the hitter. He takes a strike.
Boog Shambi. I don't know how he can follow this, but he joins us next on The Score.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.